Burial service set for 2,411 aborted baby remains found in abortionist's garage. By Dr. Susan Berry on February 11, 2020. The Indiana Attorney General has scheduled a burial service Wednesday for the 2,411 aborted babies whose remains were discovered in September in the Illinois garage of abortionist Ulrich Klopfer after he died. Indiana Attorney General Curtis T. Hill Jr. announced the remains of the aborted babies would be memorialized at a graveside service at South Lawn Cemetery and Palmer Funeral Home in South Bend where Klopfer performed abortions. During the service, Hill will deliver remarks on behalf of the state and will then discuss the status of the investigation into the discovery of the remains. Father Frank Bavone, National Director of Priests for Life, will be present at the funeral service and burial. I commend Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill for recognizing that these abortion victims are part of the human family and deserve the dignity of a proper burial, Pavone said in a statement sent to Breitbart News. The discovery of the babies brought Americans face to face with the reality of what abortion is and the humanity of these children. They deserve to live but were denied that most basic right. The least we can do is to give them names and to bury them. Klopfer, who died in September 2019, performed thousands of abortions in clinics in Indiana, including the Women's Pavilion in South Bend, before his medical license was revoked in 2016. In 2015, his medical license was suspended after he allegedly failed to report an abortion performed on a 13-year-old girl. After Klopfer's death, the family's attorney said he discovered the thousands of fetal remains while going through his property. Democrat presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg served as mayor of South Bend from 2012 to 2020. After the discovery of the fetal remains, Buttigieg said he found the news extremely disturbing. I also hope that it doesn't get caught up in politics at a time when women need access to health care, he added, however. The South Bend Tribune reported in October 2017 that Leah Morley, an employee for several years at the Klopfer Abortion Clinic, was listed as the proposed administrator of the New Hope Women's Health Alliance clinic that had applied for a license to perform drug-induced abortions in South Bend. In a series of online posts, U.S. Representative Jim Banks, RN, explained the history of Klopfer's ties with the new clinic and Buttigieg's support for it, even to the extent of touting his veto of the rezoning decision that would have allowed a pro-life pregnancy center to be situated next door to the abortion facility. In April 2018, Buttigieg's veto created a firestorm. As the South Bend Tribune reported, Buttigieg said his veto decision was based on his beliefs of what was best for the neighborhood. Issues on the legality or morality of abortion are dramatically beyond my pay grade as a mayor, he said. I don't think it would be responsible to situate two groups, literally right next to each other, in a neighborhood, that have diametrically opposed views on the most divisive social issue of our time. Last week, Buttigieg said during an appearance on ABC's The View that late-term abortions should be up to the woman. When host Meghan McCain raised the issue of partial birth abortion, Buttigieg said, "My point is it shouldn't be up to a government official to draw the line. It should be up to the woman. So, if a woman wanted to invoke infanticide after a baby was born, you'd be comfortable with that?" McCain asked him. Buttigieg replied, "Does anybody seriously think that's what these cases are about?" Dr. Grazia Pozzo Christi, a policy advisor for the Catholic Association, said the graveside service offers an opportunity for closure to the thousands of women who have wondered and worried that it is the remains of their children that were found on the property of Indiana abortionist Ulrich Klopfer. It also acknowledges a universal truth that cannot be extinguished, even by decades of aggressive attempts to normalize the procedure. She added, that abortion ends the life of an unborn human being whose only crime was that of being unwanted or inconvenient.